Angus Brown is used to dealing with 120-degree heat and 3 inches of rain a year. It's a cattle operation that thrives in some of the most extreme weather conditions. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. The McElhaney Cattle Company is a calf-fed Holstein feedlot that handles about 125,000 head every year. Located in southwestern Arizona, one of the biggest challenges manager Angus Brown faces is simply the heat.
In the summer, it gets 120 pretty easy. You know, 115 is kind of a normal day around here, and usually by 9 o'clock, it's 110 in the heat of the summer. So it's rough on employees, it's rough on cattle.
All pens are shaded. There are misting systems, and cattle are given more space in the summer. Any herd movement is done at night.
Our shipping crew comes in at 10:30 in the evening, and they ship cattle starting about 11 o'clock. Trucks come in about 11:30.
This feed yard truly operates around the clock to deal with extreme temperatures.
Processing crews come in the heat of the summer about 1 o'clock in the morning. Our feed department starts every day, regardless of the weather, at 3 o'clock in the morning. In the cattle department, when it comes to pen checkers and doctors and whatnot, we follow the sun. So in the heat of the summer, the sun's come up around 4:30. We're here at 3:30.
Recently, one of the biggest challenges McElhaney's encountered was rain. The average annual rainfall here is about 3 inches. So when 2 inches fell in just a few hours, it was an event. In fact, the 2-inch rainfall was classified as a once-in-25-year storm that closed schools in nearby Yuma as drains backed up. The feed yard had to deal with a rare problem, mud. But with high temperatures and plenty of sun, it didn't remain for long. Traveling the countryside in Welton, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.